Everyone is in a good mood after day one of the draft yesterday, the record-setting draft where everything went off without a hitch, and even Brad Holmes understood the assignment and traded up and gave the crowd something to cheer
and
for.
And did it right at 10:59 so all the local affiliates could have it as a breaking news story.
Exactly. Yesterday was perfect. Do you agree, Claude Molinari, president and CEO, visit Detroit?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. When your reality exceeds your dreams, you got to be pretty thankful.
No, you know, nastiness either, not arrests or, you know, whatever, fights because people had lots of drinks. There just was nothing.
Yeah, you know, everybody's in first place on draft day, and it's really exciting. You know, your teams are getting together, and there's no real, like, you know, nobody feels like a loser, like they lost the game, so they can just really be happy. And everybody was really cheering for each other. And I saw we were doing like a bingo card, and I was able to, right around 9 o'clock, finally got a Carolina Panthers jersey. So that every team was represented yesterday.
You know, Claude, I have not seen so many people in one place, smiling, having a good time, not just the residents or the visitors. I'm talking about the politicians. The mayor was all around the footprint yesterday, and he was smiling from ear to ear. It's one thing when you put this together and you have a plan in your head on how you want it to be. It's another thing to actually see it go down.
Well, I think the execution of this event, and again, we were working on this for over 700 days, the Downtown Detroit Partnership, Rocket Mortgage, all our partners, of course, the City of Detroit. Chief White did such a spectacular job. Our entire community really bonded together, and also all our fans, our residents were such great ambassadors. And really, at one point yesterday, I was thinking, you couldn't slap the smile off my face. I'm so happy with how this city is showing up and showing out, and What a great day for Detroit, for Southeast Michigan, and for the state of Michigan.
Be my marketing guru for a moment. Think about the beauty shots that we saw on the networks, ESPN and the NFL Network yesterday, the prepared pieces that tried to capture the essence of Detroit. How did they do?
I thought they did sensationally well. And again, there's a couple of moments where I was just like, oh, this is what I dreamed of, when you'd see like the drone shots and they panned across all the skyscrapers, new and old, plus those under construction with cranes everywhere. And then you saw the beautiful Pure Michigan water and the Detroit Strait there. It was just so much fun to see that. And again, my counterparts and colleagues from around the country who do my job, I've received probably 50 texts from around the nation. Boy, your city looks great. Boy, it's going to be tough to compete with you guys. Holy smackers, I never saw. I didn't have any idea this is Detroit. I was like, live with it, because we're coming for your events. We're going to take them all.
I know that's
right. Did they really see holy smackers?
No.
Some of them, man.
Yeah. Somebody did say holy smackers.
Okay, there
somebody
you go.
From Wisconsin.
I bet those Green Bay people say that. I was going to tell you, I think they're touring around because they have the draft next year, right?
That's correct.
Well, tell them to put their earmuffs on, because there is no way Green Bay is going to compete with this.
Yeah, we definitely set the bar. I think that, and Green Bay is going to have a different draft, just like Kansas City and Las Vegas had different drafts. But, I mean, clearly with setting an NFL record for the most attendance on day one, and again, we're going to have spectacular weather the next 2 days. Saturday is going to be a great, great family day, which is also, I think, going to really drive tremendous crowds to this event. And I think we're clearly going to blow away the NFL record for the most attendance of a draft. And I think it's indicative of who we are as a destination, as a community.
Well, and let's not lose sight of the fact it's about not only enhancing Detroit's image, but it's about helping local businesses, giving them a launch pad. Paul is in Shelby Township. Claude, just hold the line for a moment. I want to check in with Paul. Paul, what was your experience yesterday? And just briefly tell us your story.
It was incredible downtown. I've never seen in all my life, in 50 years of being downtown, we're Chapter 9 of Vietnam Vets, I've never seen it like that. People were coming from the boulevard all the way downtown. And also, we have a parking lot at Woodward and Temple. We give all that money away. We're only charging $20. We're not gouging anybody. And all the money helps veterans' causes, the Fisher House and everything that we can do for veterans.
So, Paul, thanks so much for sharing that story. It shows you, again, we've been talking about the many gifts that the draft has brought. And, Claude, that really brings it into clearer focus. It's businesses, but it's also nonprofits, giving them the ability to do more what they want to do.
Oh, there's no question about it. We had more than 60 Detroit small businesses that got contracts to work with the NFL. And I think one of the things that also needs to really be remembered about this is the Living Legacy Program. We've pledged and we've already committed $1 million to literacy and active play for youths in Detroit area. And I am so proud of what our team was able to put together. And again, this is going to go on. And for the other big events that we do in the future, we're going to continue to build on that legacy and continue to drive this idea of helping literacy and active play for children. And we're going to concentrate also on girls' sports so that we continue to drive that narrative. So I'm really excited about what this has done for us. And we're just very, very, very thankful that everything has worked out so well so far.
Claude, as important as it is for, you know, folks from other states and towns to know about Detroit and see Detroit, it's also important for the areas within the state of Michigan, some of the Upper Peninsula, those areas to know what Detroit is all about, because some of those people haven't been to the city in a while as well.
Yeah, it's so true. We always say, if we can get them here, we'll get them here. So often, you know, people are skeptical or they have preconceived notions, and then they get down here like, oh my goodness. And you know, you look at things like Capitol Park or Corktown that have had incredible, incredible transformations. It's amazing. And again, I took somebody recently from the suburbs who hadn't been to Detroit in about 15 years. And we just, all we did was go through Corktown. I can't believe this is Detroit. I last time I was here was when Tiger Stadium was here. Now I look at it, it's just, it's completely transformed the restaurants, the clubs, the attractions,
yeah.
You know, what's gone on in Roosevelt Park.
Yeah, I, you know, and speaking of girls in sports, I don't know how this happened, but Ellie, who announced the Detroit Lions pick from the Michigan Girls High School flag football, she's a flag football player. Good job, Ellie.
Yeah. Yeah, great moment. By the way, Tim High, who's, you know, head of marketing for Mackinac Island, you know, he's one of your colleagues,
good friend of mine.
Claude, he wanted to just say congratulations. They had a watch party at the Mustang yesterday up on the island and said, oh, my gosh, it was great fun. They were so impressed. Congratulations. Thanks for a job well done. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care. All Talk is next. Have a great weekend.